measuring the value of urban trees. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's no secret that trees do some good things for us. But scientists are putting numbers on just how good trees are at removing certain kinds of pollution from the air. David Nowak is a project leader with the U.S. Forest Service. He and his team looked at the overall impact urban trees have on fine particle pollution. Those are very tiny particles found in smoke and haze.
These particles tend to stay in the atmosphere longer and tend to go deeper into your lung system and have greater human health impacts.
The particles can make asthma worse and lead to premature death in people with heart or lung disease. Nowak looked at 10 cities across the U.S. He found that urban trees removed a small amount of fine particle pollution. That pollution can stick to a tree's leaves.
We're talking fractions of a percent annually. But because of this health impacts, even minor changes from the plants have health impacts on humans.
Nowak says trees do help reduce air pollution, but it's much better to reduce particle pollution at the source, from things like power plants, cars, and industries. This is the Environment Report. If you've ever wanted to get involved in science but thought that it sounded like a lot of work, now all you have to do is send a text. Chris Lowry is an assistant professor of geology at the University at Buffalo, and he's a co-creator of Crowd Hydrology. You can think of it as crowdsourcing information about water. Chris Lowry joins me now to talk more about this. So how does this work?
So basically how this works is we have some giant rulers that are set up in streams, and there's a little sign on the top of the ruler that says, please text us the water level. And people who are walking by these signs with their mobile phones can look at the ruler and make a measurement off that ruler of what the water level would be at that particular time of the day and send us a text message. And that then comes into an online database, and about 5 minutes after they send in that text message, there is a point on a plot that appears on our Crowd Hydrology webpage.
Your project started in New York State, and it recently came to Michigan. Where around the state can people get involved?
We have actually a bunch of sites in the Lansing area. So we actually have one at the zoo in Lansing, and we have a few nature centers, and then we have one site that's out in Kalamazoo, and a couple sites up in DeWitt, just north of Lansing.
What kind of things are you hoping to learn from this?
One is that we don't always have the best grasp of how stream levels are changing within a watershed. And it's actually kind of expensive measurement to make in terms of personnel. And so what we're doing with this is we're creating a low-cost way to measure water levels for us to understand things like how a storm pulse may move through a watershed, or during drought, what happens to streams along kind of the length of a stream. On the second side of things, there's kind of this public outreach side, right, that allows us to engage citizens and for them to say, hey, like, I can contribute to science, but at the same time, I can also learn something for myself.
With a project like this, don't you run the risk of somebody accidentally typing in the wrong numbers on their phone or maybe messing with your data?
Yeah, there always are, right? I don't think we have any evidence of someone messing with our data, but we have definitely found times when there's a measurement that's out of place. And so that may just be that, like me, if you're texting, you know, I have fat thumbs. And so as I'm texting, I may not quite hit the right number. And there's nothing we can really do about it other than just say, you know, these are data collected from citizen scientists. And so as a result, you have to realize that there's some error bars associated with it.
Chris Lowry is the co-creator of Crowd Hydrology at the University at Buffalo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can learn more about this project on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.